It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Weld County Jail is under full quarantine after one inmate and three detention deputies tested positive for COVID-19. Spokesman Joe Moylan says deputies are doing the best they can to manage the jail while maintaining their health.
In terms of law enforcement and public safety, we're kind of in a tough spot. We can't exactly, you know, not come into work, but we realize that we're all at high risk.
He says deputies will monitor the same group of inmates rather than rotating shifts. The jail released some inmates early, so it has extra space to help remaining inmates practice social distancing. An El Paso County Sheriff's deputy died from COVID-19 Wednesday. Jeff Hopkins was 41 and the youngest Coloradan so far to die from the infection. An experiment to test every person in San Miguel County for COVID-19, healthy or not, is yielding some uncertain results so far. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
So far, almost 1,000 people in San Miguel County have been tested for COVID-19, around 12% of the population. It's the only place in the state testing anyone who wants it, healthy or not. County officials say of the results so far, they have found 8 positive cases and 23 that are, quote, borderline. That likely means the person has been exposed to COVID and is starting to build antibodies, but not enough to trigger a positive test. Officials are asking those people to self-isolate and come back for another blood test in the next couple of weeks to see if they turn into positive cases. The goal is to get better data about how COVID-19 moves through a population. The testing is being paid for by 2 biomedical executives with a residence in Telluride. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is making big changes to survive a deficit of millions of dollars because of closures related to COVID-19. The center announced it is laying off some staff, placing others on unpaid leave, cutting hours and wages, and canceling 5 shows. That includes the touring Broadway productions Mean Girls and the SpongeBob musical. The center is also eliminating more than 500 educational classes and school programs. Tickets for Hamilton in August are, for now, still scheduled to go on sale to the general public April 20th. Around Denver, it is cloudy and chilly today. Temperatures in the 40s. It should be sunnier and warmer Saturday and Sunday. This is CPR News.